The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to quite possibly one of the windiest places in North America at the moment. The Biloxi Shuckers in action tonight from Pensacola, Florida, where winds are straight in from center at over 23 miles an hour. Shuckers getting set for the fifth game of a six-game set against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jay McBlake, alongside you throughout the night. Thanks so much for joining us, friends, on a Saturday night. Shuckers enter today at 10-9, the same exact record as the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who also enter today at a 10-9 mark. Shuckers have lost five in a row. They enter at 10-9. Pensacola, meanwhile, has won each of the first four games in this series to enter at a 10-9 clip. Shuckers yesterday fell by a 4-1 final against Pensacola. Shuckers brought up the tying run for the second straight game, but for the second straight night, Pensacola able to retire that final batter as the Shuckers dropped their fifth in a row. They enter tonight looking to not only snap a five-game losing streak, but also get their first win in a series that has seen them been outscored by a 20-10 margin. They've scored just 11 runs over their last five games. But as we get set for first pitch at 6:05, we talk with one of the guys who's been a catalyst on this Shuckers lineup. It's Mike Bovee, who enters today 6-13 in the series. He's had three multi-hit performances, including a multi-triple performance. We talk a bit to Mike not only about what has been a big week for him at the plate and preparing to play in Double-A, but also what a wild ride it's been for a kid who 11 months ago was sitting in a classroom at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and now is playing in Double-A. That comes your way next. First pitch, 6:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch on a Saturday night between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We are joined by one of the newest Shuckers and a guy who's gotten off to a real hot start. It's Mike Bovee. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How fun is this start to Double A, Ben? You've really rode in on a hot streak, and you've just kept on hitting no matter where you've been.
Got off to a good start in Wisconsin. Good timing with everything to be able to come down here to Biloxi, and definitely not going to complain about the weather difference down here compared to Wisconsin, but it's been nice to, see the ball well down here as well.
What have your first impressions been of the Double A level?
It's different. Speed of the game, mainly. That's kind of the adjustment of, when you take a step up at any level. Just the arms in general. When it's 8-0, one of the first games we play, they bring in a guy throwing 96. I haven't really seen that before in my career, so that's going to be an adjustment. And then, like I said, just the speed of the game all around.
What's it been like adjusting to this clubhouse? Because for you, it's just a manager that you played for at the end of last year in Joe Arold, and a lot of these guys were your teammates a year ago in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a lot easier than, it was initially last year in Wisconsin, because obviously I already know Joe. I got to know all the coaching staff and a lot of the guys in spring training, which is really nice. So it makes kind of that process a lot easier.
You've also gotten off to a hot start, 3 multi-hit games in your first 6 games at the level. What's been the key to sustaining that success from high A?
I think just sticking to my approach, controlling what I can control. Obviously, like I mentioned, the pitching's better, so I really got to make sure I don't throw any at-bats, and just that I'm locked in every pitch.
Oh, and how about the triples as well? You're showing off the speed here in Double A.
There's a little bit of luck mixed in there. I'm not going to say it's obviously speed there, but I'll certainly take it. So.
Well, and you tied the franchise record with 2 triples in a game. But one of the fun things as well is you've been in a couple different places in the field, a couple different places in the order. What's it been like playing the infield here on a turf surface against Pensacola?
It's interesting. I'd say the turf to dirt is what makes it a little different. But 3 years in college, I was fortunate enough to play on turf. So this is kind of something I'm comfortable with.
Well, yeah, and you've had a meteoric rise through the Brewers system. A year ago, you were hanging out at Nebraska Omaha, and now you're hanging out in Double A. You make it up to the Double A level after just 41 professional games. How crazy has this whole last 12 months of your life been?
It's been crazy, to be honest. I joke with a lot of my friends back in Omaha that, I was playing in Brookings, South Dakota, and Fargo, North Dakota, like 11 months ago today, and now I'm in Double A in Florida, so just kind of enjoying the whole process of it all.
What has that process been like for you transitioning from college ball to pro ball, and then it's complex, high A, Double A, one run after another after another?
For me, it's always kind of falling back on what I know I can do, and kind of trusting my preparation. That's why I try to work so hard in the offseason and prepare myself before the games, because once you step within those lines, you want to be able to fall back on what you did before and what you did to prepare.
What was it like this offseason? Because unlike other offseasons, you weren't required to go hang out in a dorm and go to class. You could just play baseball.
It was great. I went back to Nebraska Omaha. My girlfriend's finished up her senior year there. And the coach staff at Omaha, Evan Porter, was great. He just let me practice with the team all over again. So I had about 2-3 months of that, going through the offseason of college baseball again without the school part. So it was outstanding.
What was it like in your first professional spring training? You go to be able to go to Maryvale, and you're walking around and you're hanging out with professional baseball players, and it's a little different than what fall ball is like on the college side. How was that experience for you?
It was definitely a grind. Doing it every day, the early mornings too. I'm always kind of grateful that we get to do it in Arizona. I mean, the weather's so great there, and what I have grown up with in the Midwest and what I had in college, you really cherish the days outside you could get before the season. So having 6 full weeks of that to prepare for a full year was awesome.
Well, yeah, 80 degrees in Arizona in February is a little different than like 35 in the Summit League.
Yes, 100%, yes.
One of the big things in your career as well, during your college years, you got to play in the Northwoods League with the Duluth Huskies and in the Cape Cod Baseball League with the YD Red Sox. How much did that help you with playing with wood bats, because you finish up your career at Nebraska Omaha with a metal bat and go straight to the wood bats in pro ball?
It's massive. The wood bats, using them every day, is certainly an advantage of playing summer ball. But I think the biggest thing was in the Northwoods League for that first summer was the travel. I played, 70-some games in 70-some days. I mean, that's kind of what the minor league season is like. College, you mainly play on the weekends. So getting exposed to the wood bats and then getting exposed to playing every day with the travel was big for me.
Well, and how has that helped you in pro ball? Because the Northwoods League travel is way more hectic than you'll ever see in pro ball. 72 games in 76 days. You get 6 off days, three of which are the All-Star break in a matter of 3 months. How much does that help you going to pro ball where you play 6 out of 7 days a week, but you're in the same city for 6 of those days?
Yeah, the same city is very nice. It really kind of teaches you how to have a routine. And like I mentioned before, the preparation for a game, I mean, you're doing it so many times in a row that all the days kind of merge together. But you really learn how to get yourself ready physically and mentally.
Well, Mike, thanks much for joining us. Congrats on the hot start. Looking forward to a lot more fun here in Biloxi.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:05.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% finance. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport, next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch in a windy, windy, windy Saturday night between the Biloxi Shuckers at 10-9 and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who entered today with the same exact record. The teams tied for first place along with the Montgomery Biscuits atop the South Division. There are 4 teams in the Southern League South Division, and 3 of them are tied for first place. It has been a very jumbled up start to the season. Everybody's mixed up together in the South Division. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup, and the righty M.D. Johnson, who the Shuckers saw quite a bit a year ago, makes his 4th start of the season. He's 0-2 with a 5.27 ERA. He's thrown 13 and 2/3 innings, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .293 against him. On the other side of things, the lefty Nate Peterson gets back to the hill. He's been a fly ball pitcher this year. Got beaten down by the wind on Sunday that helped the Chattanooga Lookouts to 4 homers against Peterson. Today he faces 20-mile-an-hour wind straight in. And as a fly ball pitcher, that certainly does help. He's 1-1 with a 3.68 ERA on the year. He makes his 4th start of the season. And in 14 and 2/3 innings, he's walked just 5 and struck out 15. For the Shuckers and their starting lineup, built by Renova Roofing, Darian Miller's in the leadoff spot. First time he's been in the leadoff spot since he started 19 games in the top spot of the order back in 2022. Mike Bovee bats second. Freddie Zamora is in the 3 spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats 4th. Xavier Warren's behind him. Then it's Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, Andy Yerzy, and Lamar Sparks in the 9th spot. On the other side of things for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, Shane Sasaki's at the top spot in the order. Tanner Allen, who has tortured the Biloxi Shuckers this series, gets the night off. Paul McIntosh bats in the 2 spot. Joe Mack bats 3rd. Jacob Berry is in the 4 spot. Then it's Zach Zubia, Sean Roby, Cody Morissette, Bennett Hostetler, and Harrison Spahn. Before we go any further, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium in a windswept Pensacola, Florida. Javik Blake back alongside you as we get set for first pitch. Biloxi Shuckers, Pensacola, Blue Wahoos both at 10-9. The lefty Nate Peterson makes his fourth start of the season for Biloxi, while the righty M.D. Johnson gets his fourth start of the year for Pensacola. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Darian Miller in the leadoff spot for the first time since 2022. He'll be up against the righty M.D. Johnson. Shuckers looking to snap a five-game losing streak. Blue Wahoos trying to run their win streak to 5 in a row. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch is next from Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides into second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
Jet rounds through the throw home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
And welcome to Pensacola, Florida, a windy Saturday night. The Biloxi Shuckers trying to snap a five-game losing streak, and they're trying to do it against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A beautiful night for baseball, 76 degrees and partly cloudy. The wind, again, straight in from center at 20 miles an hour. ready. MD Johnson gets the start for Pensacola. Both these teams at 10-9 on the season, tied for first place in the South Division. It is a bundled up and bunched up South Division. Biloxi, Montgomery, Pensacola, all tied atop the division with a 10-9 record. Mississippi's four games back at 6-13. Johnson makes his fourth start of the year. He's 0-2 with a 5.27 ERA. He's thrown 13 2/3 innings with 5 walks and 10 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting .293 against him. He faces a Shuckers lineup that looks a little bit different than it has throughout the last couple of games. Darian Miller's in the leadoff spot for the first time since he started 19 games in the leadoff spot two years ago in High A, Wisconsin. Mike Bovey bats second. Freddy Zamora's in the 3 spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Xavier Warren is in the 5 spot. Ethan Murray's behind him. And it's Carlos Rodriguez, Andy Yerzy, and Lamar Sparks. You can hear the wind whipping straight into our crowd microphone that is pointed out towards center field outside of our booth. And it is going to be a wild adventure on both sides today on any ball that's hit in the air. Johnson's finishing up his final couple of warm-up pitches before we get underway. Catcher Bennett Hostetler fires it down to second. Snapper baseball. Shuckers lineup today, built by Renova Roofing. Darian Miller set to dig in the leadoff spot. Shuckers are wearing their throwback uniforms today, a tribute to the Biloxi Dodgers of the Biloxi Southern Negro Leagues, in existence from the 50s and 40s up until about the 1980s. MD Johnson's ready to go. Darian Miller's ready to go. And we're ready to go. First pitch misses away. It's a sinker at 91. And the count goes to 1 and no strikes. Miller's hitting an even 300 this year with a 432 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and loops it out towards left center. Sasaki's over, and it drops in for a base hit. Miller gets on with a leadoff single and extends his on-base streak to 8 in a row. Brings up the left-handed hitting Mike Bovey. Bovey in from the left side. Lefties have had a lot of success this year against Johnson. Man on first, nobody out. Johnson fires. Bovey takes away. Sinker at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a 5-pitch mix for Johnson. Sinker, cutter, sweeper, curveball, and a changeup. The 1-0 delivery. Bovey takes low. Count goes to 2-0. That was the curveball from Johnson. It's a 12-6 curve. No four-seam fastball. He goes exclusively with the sinker. That's a new thing for him. The 2-0 delivery. Bovey slices it foul. Count goes to 2-1. Bovey's had a dazzling series. 6-13. 3 doubles. Pick that. 3 triples and 3 walks. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens 2-2. One of the big things for Bovey throughout the season is he's just been a menace to try and strike out if you're an opposing pitcher. He struck out just 5 times through his first 6 games at the AA level. 2-2 the count. The righty Johnson fires. Bovey waves and misses. Went back towards the inside corner with a curveball. Bovey's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Time set the defense for Pensacola. Paul McIntosh is in left. Shane Sasaki's in center. Jacob Berry's in right. Sean Roby commands third today. Harrison Spahn at short. Cody Morissette at second. Zach Zuby is in first. And Bennett Hostetler's behind the plate. First pitch to the righty, Zamora. It is a called strike one on the inside corner. Change up at 85 from Johnson. Stands in at 6'5", 200 pounds. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora takes low. Hostetler blocks it up. And the count evens 1-1. Zamora leads the team in just about every offensive category this year. 259 average, 397 OBP, and an 823 OPS. Johnson, the long wait, now fires. Zamora takes inside and he's hit. And he gives a nod of approval back to the Shuckers dugout. Zamora, who tied the franchise record after getting hit by three pitches in a game yesterday, all of a sudden turns it around and gets a free base today. That was a cutter to the back at 90 miles an hour. There was a lot of talk around the cage today during batting practice about getting hit. Zamora said, I'll take it. It's a free base. And he gets a free base there. Runners in first and second with one out. On the left, Ernesto Martinez Jr. stands in. Scoreless in the top of the first. Johnson fires. Martinez Jr. takes low and away. The count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. hitting 215 this year. Leads the team with 10 driven in. Miller's off second. Zamora's off first. Johnson fires. Martinez Jr. taps it foul at the plate. Count evens 1-1. Count of 1-1. Martinez Jr. just 1-for-12 in this series. Johnson fires. Martinez Jr. waves and misses. A big curveball at 83. Count goes to 1-2. The wind really starting to whip in. It's been up to 30 miles an hour today. 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Change of at 85. And the count evens 2-2. Nobody should have pop up straight up yet, but as soon as that happens, it is going to be a wild amount of chaos on the infield. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. takes away another changeup, this time at 84, and the count goes full. Johnson, primarily a ground ball pitcher, 40%, 47% ground balls this year. Martinez Jr. steps out. Nate Peterson, meanwhile, primarily a fly ball pitcher. Two different styles. It might help Peterson today if everything goes up. On the ground might help Biloxi at the plate. The 3-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. fouls it back. The count stays full. We're in the top of the first inning. Shuckers have runners on first and second. Just one out in the inning. We're scoreless. Johnson delivers. Martinez Jr. takes low, and they're loaded up for Xavier Warren. Zamora to second, Miller to third. The second straight inning going back to last night, the Shuckers have the bases loaded. Yesterday, they had the bases loaded and one out. A Bach brought home their only run of the day. Tonight, they have the bases loaded and one out again. Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side. Johnson fires. Warren takes off the inside corner. No! Home plate umpire Sean Cassidy says he goes around, and Warren takes a moment outside of the box to collect himself. Counter, no balls and 1-1. Pitch missed off the inside corner. It didn't look like Warren went very far. Plate umpire Sean Cassidy thinks differently behind the plate. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Johnson fires. Warren fouls it back, and the count goes to 0-2. Warren's hitting 179 on the season. He's driven in five and has a 256 OBP. Right now, the Shuckers just hoping for something with runners in scoring position. That's been their Achilles heel over this five-game losing streak. They're 8 for 38. That's a 132 average. The 0-2 pitch. Warren waves and misses. Curveball at 78. Both strikeouts today for Johnson have come on that curveball. And now two outs and the bases loaded for the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's hitting 179 this year with a 304 OBP. Miller's at third, Zamora's at second, and Martinez Jr.'s at first with two outs. The pitch, slider, he waves and misses. That goes down with one. Shuckers have had a runner on in the first inning in three of the first four games of this series. Despite that, they've yet to score in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Murray pops it up. Right beyond the pitcher's mound, the wind starts to take it. Zubia, the first baseman, over towards the line. He makes the catch, and the Shuckers leave him loaded. No runs, one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We're scoreless through a half inning of play. Nate Peterson to the mound for Biloxi when we come back. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Of the first inning, and the lefty Nate Peterson out to the mound to make his fourth start of the season for Biloxi. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless. Shuckers got the bases loaded in the top of the inning, but Blue Wahoos starter M.D. Johnson used a strikeout and a pop out to get out of the jam. Peterson's 1-1 this year with a 3.68 ERA. He's gone 14 and two-thirds innings, 5 walks, 15 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 228 against him. Pensacola Blue Wahoos lineup, built by Renova Roofing, starts off with Shane Sasaki in the leadoff spot. Paul McIntosh bats second. Joe Mack is in the three spot. And Jacob Berry rounds out the top four in the order. Peterson, the only left-handed starter on this Shuckers staff. 24-year-old native of Lakeville, Minnesota, fires his first pitch of the day. And it's rolled left side of the infield. Zamora at short gets it on the run, fires the first, retires Sasaki by a half step. Yeah. Brings up the righty Paul McIntosh. Peterson's a four-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, changeup, and a curveball. Lefty Peterson comes home to the righty McIntosh. First pitch is a called strike one inside corner. Fastball at 91. McIntosh hitting 191 on the season, the 313 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, McIntosh takes up, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. McIntosh rolls it third base side by Bovee's Love. He's swallowed out with a dive, and it's down the left field line. Warren picks it up. McIntosh rounds first, and he's into second with a one-out double. That was a tough play for Bovee to make. 100 off the bat, right down the line. Pensacola has a runner in scoring position in the first inning for Joe Mack. That's been the name of their game this week. Three of the last four games have had a extra base hit in the first. Pitch home is fouled off. Third base side out of play by the lefty Mack. And the count goes 2-1. On Thursday, it was three straight doubles off Tyler Wasner to start the day and make it 2-0. Pensacola got an RBI double in the first inning on Wednesday's game off Bradley Blaylock. Mack hitting 300 this year. Peterson fires. It's a slider that's lifted out towards left. We'll see how far the wind takes it in. Warren, the left fielder, under it. Tracks over towards the line. That thing got pushed in a big way, and he makes the catch. Two away for the switch hitter, Jacob Barrett. Xavier Warren commands left tonight. Carlos Rodriguez is in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Mike Bobies at third. Freddy Zamora is at short. Ethan Murray's at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. And Andy Yerzy is behind the plate. Runner on second with two out. Barry up from the right side against the lefty Peterson. McIntosh a short leadoff second. We're scoreless. The pitch. Barry pops it up. First base side foul territory. Martinez Jr. ranges over. And it's into the seats. Count goes. No balls and a strike. No balls, one strike, two out. Peterson kicks and delivers. Barry chops it foul, almost into the Shuckers dugout, third base side. And the count goes 2-2. Unlike in most places, the netting that goes all the way around the seating bowl does not stop at the Shuckers dugout. So even with the railing, the netting goes up probably about 20 feet above the railing in the Shuckers dugout. No balls, two strikes, two out. Peterson trying to strand a runner in scoring position. Yerzy sends up inside. Now the pitch. Waving a miss. He got a late start on an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. And it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We get to the second. We're scoreless. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the second inning at Blue Wahoo Stadium in a windy, windy Pensacola, Florida. David Blake back alongside you. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in against the ready M.D. Johnson. We're scoreless in this one. Johnson fires. Bunt shown. It's pulled back. And it's called strike one. Sinker in the inside corner at 91. Rodriguez this year hitting an even 212 with a 303 OBP. Shuckers threatening the first off Johnson. Couldn't get one home. Oh, one pitch. Misses low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers loaded him up with a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. Going back to the ninth last night, it was the second straight inning. They loaded the bases with one out. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it out to left. McIntosh, first time we see him in left. The ball gets pushed in towards the line. He dives. It's off his glove, and it's fair. It's called out. Third base umpire Brian Oberholzer makes the call down the line. The ball looks like it deflected a bit off the glove. There's a replay right now on the video board. The glove just curls under the ball as he goes to corral it. And Rodriguez is robbed of a hit. Pitch to Andy Yerzy is a slider. That's called strike one in the outside corner. Oberholzer, a new guy to this crew. Tom O'Neill with the night off. The pitch misses away. The count evens 1-1. Yerzy's 2-for-18 this year with two runs driven in. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Johnson delivers. Yerzy chops it first base side. Zubia spears it out of the air, takes it to the bag. Yerzy's retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks steps in. That was Johnson's 30th pitch of the night. Checkers really made him work in that first inning. He threw 23 pitches to six different batters. The pitch to the righty Sparks. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Sparks this year hitting 157 with a 204 OBP. Johnson delivers. Slider called a strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. We'll see what Johnson goes with here. Pensacola has thrown Sparks a heavy diet of pitches off the outside corner. The pitch is a slider off the outside corner, and he fans over the top of it for strike three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. After the bases were loaded in the first, Johnson's retired 5 in a row. Through an inning and a half, we're scoreless. Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Making with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Lefty Nate Peterson back to work. It
to the last of the second. Scoreless between the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers. Fifth game of a six-game set. The lefty Peterson faces the righty Zach Zubia in the five-spot. Pensacola was ordered. Peterson delivers. Zubia hammers it out towards left center. Rodriguez on his horse from center. Drops down into the alleyway, and he cuts it off. Zubia with a hard turnaround first stays put. Great job by Rodriguez to quickly get that back into the infield. Zubia has now reached base in five straight and brings up the right-handed hitting Sean Roby. That one was smoked off Zubia's bat, 112 miles an hour. That might very well be one of the fastest balls we've seen hit in a Southern League game this year. The pitch to the righty Roby misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 1-0. Roby's hitting 121 this year with five driven in and a 211 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. Roby checks his swing, waves through it. It pops off of Yerzy's mitt. Deflects it all the way towards the Shuckers' dugout. Zubia did not go, and the count's even at 1-1. Zubia, short leadoff first. Scoreless game in the last of the second. Peterson delivers. Roby hits it back up the middle. One hop. Murray dives at second, and it's past him in the center. That was off the bat at 91, back up the middle, and back-to-back singles have two on and nobody out for Pensacola. With the lefty Cody Morissette coming up to the plate. Morissette's hitting 228 this year with a 318 OBP. Roby's at first. Zubi is at second. It's a scoreless game in the last of the second. The pitch, he shows bunt, places it foul, and the count goes to 0-1. Morissette's one of three different guys on this Pensacola roster from New England. Not something you see very often. The 0-1 delivery. Morissette shows bunt, fouls it off again, and the count goes to 0-2. He's the only position player from New England. He was born in Manchester, New Hampshire, home of the Blue Jays AA affiliate, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Elsewhere in the roster, Paul Campbell from Malden, Massachusetts, and Matt Pichard was in the game last night from Bangor, Maine. Talked a bit about Maine minor league baseball last night. Manchester, New Hampshire, the longtime home of the Fisher Cats. Morissette's down on the count. The pitch misses away with a slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Peterson with a deep breath. Now delivers. Morissette touches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. New England for baseball, not really a hotbed. It's not like Georgia or Texas or California or warm weather states where you can play all year. For Morissette, he had to stop playing for about 6 months because it's really hard to play baseball outside with snow. The 1-2 pitch. Morissette checks his swing and fouls it off towards the Shuckers' dugout. Third base side. The count stays at 1-2. So for three different guys from Massachusetts to be on the same roster in minor league baseball is quite an impressive feat. The 1-2 pitch. Slider rolled first base side. Martinez Jr. grabs it. Goes to second. It nubs off Samora's glove and it's in the center. Everybody's safe when they're loaded up with nobody out. Morissette reaches on a fielder's choice. Martinez Jr. is charged with his second error of the season. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out for the righty Bennett Hostetler. Corners in for Biloxi. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the second. Peterson fires. Hostetler takes up and in. The count goes to 1-0. While talking about people from places you don't expect to see very often on a minor league roster, how about Hostetler? Born and raised in Bozeman, Montana. The 1-0 delivery. Hostetler takes a slider on the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. Montana was up until last year one of the very few states in the entire country that did not sponsor high school baseball. The 1-1 pitch. Hostetler rolls it back up the middle. Zamora gets it, flips to second for one. Murray, the turn to first, it's in time. Zamora got it short on the very back of the infield with his momentum going towards center. Flipped it to Murray. It does bring home Zubia, but now two out. And Harrison spun up. That Shuckers double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. What an incredible double play and a ball back up the middle at 102 off the bat. Pitch to the righty spot. It's a called strike one on a slider. Now, because it is a double play, there's no RBI attributed to Hostetler. The Pensacola does take a 1-0 lead. Peterson delivers. Spahn waves and misses. Fires a slider at his back foot at 85. And the count goes 2-2. Hostetler grounds into the double play. It's the 14th turn by Biloxi this year, among the leaders in the Southern League. The 0-2 pitch. Spahn waves and misses. After the base is loaded and nobody out, it's a double play and a strikeout to get Peterson out of the inning. One run, one hit, one error, one left on base. Into the third, it's 1-0 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Pedal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Darian Miller stands in from the left side against the righty M.D. Johnson. We're off to the top of the third inning. The Shuckers trail it 1-0. And Johnson fires home the first pitch of the inning. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. If you're just joining us, Pensacola took a 1-0 lead on a double play in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 pitch. It's called strike outside corner. 84. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Miller ropes it to second. Right to Morissette. Went down to a crouch, snagged it towards first. Miller's retired for the first time tonight. And with one out, it brings up Mike Bovey. And for some reason, they are playing Careless Whisper as he walks up to the plate. That was out of nowhere. Bovey stands in from the left side. The first pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Now, whoever's doing PA at Blue Wahoo Stadium added onto it. He said in a very hushed tone, "Now batting, Mike Bovey." Really set the mood. 1-0 delivery. Bovey takes a slider on the inside corner for a strike, and the count evens 1-1. Bovey's 0-for-1 today. Struck out. A curveball back in the first. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Maybe they were hanging out on our text the booth line. Careless Whisper, you hear that? At a restaurant late at night, you're on a date. Someone's chiming in on the text the booth line with date night. George and Tiffany are tuning in. It's date night with the Shuckers in Grand Ridge, Florida. Johnson fires home. Bovey slices it foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. So a big hello to George and Tiffany. You can always tune in and chime in on the text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The 2-2 pitch, Bovey takes away, and the count goes to 3-2. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Right now, the count's at 3-2 to Bovey. A windy evening in Pensacola. The 3-2 pitch, Bovey hammers it, out to right, buries back on it, towards the warning track, and one hops the wall. Bovey rounds first, he strides in his second, and for the first time this week, he stays at second. It's his fourth extra base hit of the week, his first that isn't a triple. The Shuckers have a runner in scoring position with one away. That was off Bovey's bat at 103 miles an hour. He continues to rake in every single level he's been at in his professional career. Brings up the right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora. Bovey now has a hit 13 of his first 20 games this season between high A and double A. The pitch to the righty Zamora is a slider that's called strike on the inside corner. Zamora was hit last time up. He's been hit four times in the last 24 hours. Tied the franchise record yesterday. Was hit three times. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora lifts it out to center. Sasaki charges in on it. Morissette and Spahn both out. Morissette, the second baseman, makes the catch. Now two away for the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. stands in. Walked back in the first inning. Two out, runner on second, 1-0 Pensacola in the top of the third. Johnson fires. Martinez Jr. takes low. It's a changeup at 85, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. He takes low and inside. It bounces into Hostetler's mitt. The count goes to 2-0 and 0 strikes. Shuckers trail it 1-0, but the tying run right now stands at second. Johnson about to throw his 47th pitch of the night. We're just in the third inning. The 2-0 delivery. Martinez Jr. chops it third base side and foul. And the count runs to 2-1. Tying run at second. Johnson checks on him. Now comes home. Martinez Jr. hits it a mile high on the right side of the infield. Zubia, the first baseman, comes in under it, and he makes the catch on the infield grass. And that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. The Shuckers have stranded three in scoring position through the first three innings. And they trail it 1-0. We're back in a moment on the Plexi Shuckers Radio Network.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom three in Pensacola. Javik Blake back alongside you in the lefty. Nate Peterson faces the top of the order for the Blue Wahoos. They lead it by a 1-0 score. First pitch, Sasaki fouls it back up and out of play behind home plate. And the count goes 0-1. Sasaki, a right-handed bat in the leadoff spot today for Pensacola. They lead it 1-0 after an only run of the game last inning. Two singles, an error, fielder's choice. And a double play. The pitch lined into left center, and it's down for a base hit. Sasaki's on for the first time today. He has a three-game hit streak. And there's about a 99.9% chance Sasaki's going to attempt to steal second. He's 12 of 13 in stolen bases this year, including a perfect 5 of 5 this series. He creeps off first. It's 1-0 Pensacola. Man on, nobody out, bottom of the third. Peterson delivers. McIntosh takes a slider off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Now, the only thing that could possibly prevent that is the fact that Peterson on the mound is a lefty. Stares him down. Now the pitch. McIntosh rolls it back up the middle again into left center, and it's down for a base hit. For the second straight inning, it's back-to-back singles to start the frame. Pensacola already five hits tonight. There's two on with nobody out for the lefty, Joe Mack. Golden A keep the ball on the ground. It is a windy day. It is straight in at 20-plus miles an hour. Anything in the air isn't going very far. Lefty-lefty matchup. The first pitch is a front-door slider called strike one. Started it at his hip, and then it dotted right in the inside corner. But today, ground balls through the infield are going to rule king. That and low line drives. The 0-1 pitch. Rolled first base side. It spirals towards foul territory, and it does go foul. And the count goes 0-2. Martinez Jr. and Peterson got to the foul line, saw it rolling foul. Both of them put their arms and hands way up. Made sure neither of them touched it until it rolled foul. count at 0-2. Strikeout here would be huge for Peterson. Two strikeouts today, one on a slider, another on a fastball. Now Matt calls time and steps out of the box. McIntosh is at first. Sasaki's at second. Shuckers trying to avoid going down by multiple runs early. The 0-2 pitch. Matt takes away. The count goes to 1-2. Pensacola is a team that has turned on the offense this series. They've scored five or more runs in all four games in this series. It's the first time they've gone four straight games with five or more all season. The 1-2 pitch. Mack waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. A terrific pitch from Peterson. Mack down swinging, and now a double play can end the inning. One away for the switch hitter, Jacob Berry, who comes up from the right side. Berry's 0-for-1 today. Struck out on that slider. Started right about the middle of the plate and dove towards his back foot in the first inning. Two on, one out. The pitch, slider misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. It's 1-0 Pensacola. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Chuckers have lost each of the first four games in this series, trying to get something on the board before the Sunday finale. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Peterson gets the signs from Yerzy. Now fires. Berry takes a slider off the inside corner. And the count goes to 3-0. Now it's a tricky situation. Zach Zubia is up in the on-deck circle. He smoked a 112-mile-an-hour rocket into left center back in the second. Peterson spins around, checks towards second. No throw. Sasaki wanders back to the bag. Peterson fires. Called strike at the knees. Fastball at 89. Count runs to 3-1. Peterson comes set. First base side of the rubber. Now fires. Berry takes low and they're loaded up. Berry's at first, McIntosh is at second, Sasaki's at third. Pensacola right now on the verge of breaking this game wide open. Zach Zubia stands in. Bases loaded. One out, 1-0 Pensacola. Pensacola 2-for-10 this year with the bases loaded, including a double. The pitch. He waves and misses. Went about three-quarters of the way through a slider. And the count goes 0-1. Zubia singled back in the second. Came around to score the only run of the day so far for Pensacola. Checkers at the infield and at the corners. Martinez Jr. and Bovee at first and third. The 0-1 pitch. Zubia takes away. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Zubia chaps it foul third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Strikeout here would be massive. create a force at every base to end the inning. Peterson's up in the count. He's won the race to two strikes. One and two, the count with one away, and the base is loaded on the bottom of the third. The pitch, Zubia takes way inside and almost hits him. Fastball at 91. Counts even, two and two. Yerzy sends up away. Now the pitch. Popped up out to right. Sparks back on it. He's got a cannon. Sasaki ready to tag from third. Sparks the catch. Sasaki tags from third. The throw home. Hop to Yerzy. The tag. Not in time. He went to go behind him. And Sasaki slid right on by. Yerzy whips. Sasaki a little too fast on the tag from third. And it's 2-0. That was a perfect throw from Sparks. A terrific tag by Yerzy. But maybe just a half second too late. And Sasaki slides in. Zubia drives in his fifth of the year. Pensacola has doubled their lead. Now runners on second and third. Everybody tagged. McIntosh to third. Barry to second. Ready, Sean Robia. The pitch is a called strike one. Incredible Mark Sparks. The last person you want to hit it to is Sparks. He's a cannon attached to his arm. Threw out seven guys from the outfield a year ago. The 0-1 pitch. Roby takes inside, and Yerzy blocks it up. Sparks got his first outfield assist of the year back on the Wednesday game of this series. The Kids' Day game started at 11:05 Central Time. Tanner Allen turned the corner at second and went to third. Sparks was about maybe 100 feet off the back of the infield and hosed him by a mile. 1-1, the count to the righty Roby. He singled last time up. The pitch lifted out to short right. Murray a long way out from second. Sparks wanders on in and easily makes the catch. One run, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. It's 2-0 Pensacola after three. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
To the top of the fourth inning in Pensacola. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shuckers trailing by a 2-0 score. Pensacola scores one in the second and one in the third. That's put together their 2-0 lead. Shuckers lead it off with the switch hitter Xavier Warren. He's in from the left side against the righty M.D. Johnson. Johnson's worked out of a little bit of trouble today. The base is loaded with one out in the first and stranded three. Comes home to Warren with his first pitch of the inning. It misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Last inning, he stranded Mike Bovey at second. Bovey continues to torch any level he's seen since about a couple years ago. 1-0 pitch is lifted out to right. Barry, the right fielder, utter it, and he makes the catch. the first time Barry's seen an outfield ball in pro baseball. It's his first game in the outfield today since LSU back in 2022. He made 14 starts in right with the Tigers. Since coming to pro ball, has not made one since. Now it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. 2-0 Pensacola in the fourth. The pitch home. Murray takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's 0-1 today. Popped up to first back in the first inning. Johnson delivers. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes away. The count goes to 2-2. From the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Curveball nubbed. First base side foul and spirals back towards the on deck circle. Count evens 2-2. M.D. Johnson drafted in the sixth round of the 2019 draft at Dallas Baptist University. The 2-2 pitch. Murray takes away and the count goes full. Dallas Baptist, one of the most unique schools, maybe in all of America. Everything else at Dallas Baptist is Division II, except for baseball. That is their crown jewel. They're a Division I sport. The 3-2 pitch. Murray takes a slider and hammers it high in the air in the left center. Spahn, the shortstop, under it. Morissette, the second baseman, calls him off, and he makes the catch. Retires Murray for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez stands in. It's 2-0 Pensacola. Nobody's on in the top of the fourth. Rodriguez 0-1 today. The pitch. He lines it in a left, and it's down for a base hit. McIntosh fires it in. Spahn, the shortstop, was shifted over just about behind second. Rodriguez got a changeup off the outside corner and went the other way with it. Shuckers have their third hit of the day. It brings up the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzik. Two out, one on. 2-0 Pensacola in the fourth. Johnson delivers. Yerzy dumps it foul back to the screen. The count goes 0-1. Johnson stares in. Rodriguez off first. Yeah, the pitch. Yerzy takes a curveball low. Count evens 1-1. Yerzy's in the eighth spot in this Biloxi order. Tonight he makes his second start of the series. Started behind the plate in the day game on Wednesday. Went 0-3. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses up. And the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez off first. Checkers trail it 2-0, but Yerzy at the plate, the tying run. Johnson fires. Yerzy takes inside. It gets by Hostetler, and Rodriguez is off to second. He makes a big turn. Hostetler just gets the ball at the backstop. And the wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position, and the count runs to 3-1. Fourth time the Checkers have had a runner in scoring position today. They're 0-4 tonight with runners in scoring position. 8 for their last 42. But 8 here, they've got the deficit in half. The 3-1 pitch. Yerzy clubs it down the right field line. It's foul. Into the Pensacola bullpen. And the count's full. That was hammered off his bat at 109 miles an hour. Yerzy's got some big-time power. We've seen it displayed over batting practice this year. Not far removed from hitting 21 homers in a season back in 2021. The 3-2 pitch, Yerzy hits it out to right, Barry's back on it, it curls towards the foul line, and it's out of play. Count stays full. On a different day, that one gets out of here with the wind straight in at 20 miles an hour. Made sure that wasn't the case. Any ball to right gets pushed in and over towards the foul line. Projected distance on that was 334. It's 333 down the line, so it would have been close on a day without 20-mile-an-hour winds. Now it's just a harmless foul ball. 3-2 the count with two outs. It's 2-0 Pensacola in the top of the fourth inning. Johnson fires. Yerzy pops it foul behind home plate. He stays alive. It's a curveball at 78 from Johnson. We're on to an eighth pitch in this at-bat. Johnson's about to throw his 65th pitch of the evening. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second. Johnson steps off. Rodriguez bluffed towards third. Now quickly scrambles back to the bag. There wasn't a throw. Really close play. Johnson comes set. Yerzy ready for the eighth pitch of this at-bat. It comes home. Yerzy hammers it down the right field line, and it's foul again. He's right on it. That was off the bat at 109. It goes 373 feet, but just a half second ahead of it. And the count stays at 3-2. That time he tried to get him with a slider. See what he goes with here. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Johnson fires. Yerzy hits it in a left center. McIntosh is over, and it's down for a base hit. Rodriguez rounds third and comes home. The Shuckers get their first run of the day, and it's Andy Yerzy's first hit of the series. It's 2-1 Pensacola. What a battle. Nine pitches, and Yerzy wins it. He had four balls that at-bat off the bat at 100 miles an hour or more. That one at 103. He drives in his third run of the year. Now he stands on first as the tying run. Righty Lamar Sparks comes up. Johnson fires. Sparks hits it foul, first base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Sparks tags it towards right center. Sasaki's over with Barry, and Sasaki, the center fielder, makes the running grab, and it ends the inning. But Andy Yerzy wins a nine-pitch battle and gets Biloxi on the board. One run, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through three and a half, and it's 2-1 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
front at the bottom of the fourth inning. The Shuckers, who entered the top of the fourth inning, down 2-0. Got to run back. An RBI single from Andy Yerzy to cap off a 9-pitch battle with MD Johnson. Brings home Biloxi's first run of the day, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jamie Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us here Saturday night. It's been a good one so far. Nate Peterson on the hill for Biloxi. Ready to face the lefty, Cody Morrison. The pitch. Morrison takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. Peterson delivers. Morissette clubs it out to right. Sparks back on it. It curls towards the wall, and it is a home run. There's the padded wall, and then there's a brick wall that's about 10 feet taller than the padded wall. Anything above the padded wall is a homer. It hit the top of the brick wall. Morris enters his second homer of the year, drives in his eighth run, and Pensacola quickly gets the run back. It's 3-1. That was off the bat at 98 miles an hour, stayed below the wind. Goes 349 feet. Righty Bennett Hostetler comes up. The pitch. Now foul. Right at the plate. Count goes 0-1. So it's now 3-1 Pensacola. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up. The count evens. One ball and one strike. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. The pitch is now fouled back to the screen and the count at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Hostetler waves and misses. Fastball back up and in at 90 miles an hour. That brings up the right-handed hitting Harrison Spahn. Shuckers trailed by a 3-1 score. One out, nobody on. The pitch home. The righty Spahn takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Peterson's 1-0 delivery. Spahn takes a slider low, and the count goes to 2-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, Montgomery leads the M-Braves by a 3-1 score. Top of the fourth, Chattanooga is up 4-1 on Birmingham. Tennessee and Rocket City are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. The 2-0 delivery. Spahn rolls it left side of the infield. Zamora gets it at short, fires to first. It's in time. And after the home run, Peterson's got two straight outs. And now, two out, nobody on for the righty Shane Sasaki at the top of the order. Three to one Pensacola, bottom of the fourth inning in the fifth game of this six-game set. Peterson fires. Sasaki takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Sasaki waves and misses. His helmet almost pops off. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up and in. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-1. Sasaki's 1-for-2 tonight. Came around to score last inning. Pensacola has scored exactly one run in three straight innings. The 2-1 pitch misses away. Changeup at 79. And the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Sasaki clubs it down the left field line. It curls foul. And the count goes full. A lot of hard foul balls today. That was 110 off Sasaki's bat. Yerzy had one in the top of the inning. That was off his bat at 109. Before he won a 9-pitch battle. Bring home Biloxi's first run of the day. The 3-2 pitch to Sasaki. Called strike three. 90 miles an hour on the inside corner. And that ends the fourth inning. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through four innings, it's 3-1 Pensacola, and we're going to keep it here for a moment. Here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, they've done this a couple of times throughout when the Shuckers have played against the Blue Wahoos. It's called a home run for life. What happens is at the end of the fourth inning, both the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers will pour out of the dugout. They'll each stand Shuckers on the third base foul line, Pensacola on the first base foul line. And a young baseball lover today, it's a little girl named Tara, will run what they call a home run for life. She'll take a lap around the bases with the crowd roaring and will give every single player, coach, and staff member, and the umpires too, a high five on her way by. Her name is Tara. She is a cancer survivor. Doesn't look more than about 10 years old, and one of the more special things they do here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. So we'll keep it with it. It's the video board currently showing a couple of different pictures throughout her journey. And she's standing at home plate with the Blue Wahoos mascot, Kazoo. She's getting set to run the bases. One of the real special moments here in Pensacola. A couple different teams throughout minor league baseball do it. Shuckers were here last year for it. It's one of the most special moments you'll see for today. A young girl has been through so much at a young age to not only be here at the ballpark tonight, but to be able to take a lap around the bases. As the PA announcer currently reading a little bit of her biography in the background. As Tara gets a standing ovation, I'll turn it over to the crowd as she sits around the bases. Well, she's around second. She quickly got through the Blue Wahoos line, and she's in the third. The entirety of the Shuckers bullpen, dugout, and coaching staff reaches out. She gives each and every one of them a high five on the way back. All three umpires touches her and gives a big high five. The Blue Wahoos mascot, Kazoo. Everybody's on their feet. And we're through four innings. We head to the fifth. It's 3-1 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Top of the order, do it for Biloxi. After the top of the fifth inning, Shuckers trailed by a 3-1 score against Pensacola. The righty M.D. Johnson back to work. Top of the order up from the lefty, Darian Miller. The pitch. Miller takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers got their first run of the game last inning. An RBI single from Andy Yerzy. He won an incredible battle against Johnson. The 1-0 pitch misses inside, and the count runs to 2-0. It was a 9-pitch battle. He fouled off 4 different pitches at over 100 miles an hour, and then laced a 103-mile-an-hour liner to left, bringing home Rodriguez in the first run of the day. The 2-0-3 misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. Johnson's pitch count just got past the 70 mark. That last pitch is 71st of the day. The pitch misses low, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Darian Miller. He's reached base twice tonight, and up comes the lefty, Mike Bovey. It's 3-1 Pensacola for the second time tonight. Mike Bovey walks up to Careless Whisper by George Michael. Why? I have absolutely no idea. But Darian Miller's off first, and they played it last time. Bovey roped a double. Johnson fires. Bovey lifts it out to left. McIntosh retreats over towards the left field line. Now comes in on it. Spirals back towards left center. And he makes the catch to retire Bovey. One away. Runner on first. And it brings up the righty, Freddie Zamora. Zamora is 0-for-1 tonight. Was hit by a pitch back in the first. Popped up to second in the third. He's been hit by a lot of pitches in the last 24 hours. Was hit 3 times yesterday, once today. The pitch is a slider and a called strike 1 in the outside corner. Shuckers today have been limited to 1 run on 4 hits. The 0-1 delivery. Zamora takes a strike. Sinker on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes 2-2. Johnson scrapped his four-seam fastball this offseason. Came into spring training with just a sinker. So the sinker, his main pitch in 2024. With one out, the 0-2 pitch. Zamora pops in foul behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. That was right near us in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at CrownZeroBiloxi.com. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Darian Miller, a very short leadoff first. The pitch. Zamora pops in foul again out of play. Pinballs around up near the press box. Count stays at 0-2. I don't know where that ended up. That shot right by our faces. It might have ended up in Eric Bramer's lap, who's the lead broadcaster for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shot down his direction. The 0-2 delivery. Zamora takes a slider and rips it foul. A little bit ahead of a 79-mile-an-hour pitch. And counts at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers trailed by a 3-1 score. Johnson fires. Zamora rolls it weakly left side of the infield. Roby gets it at third, goes to second for one, throw to first, he's in time. Spot had a beat on it at short. Roby with the momentum going towards second, snagged it. And that starts a 5-4-3 double play to end the top of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Pensacola. And it's 3-1 Blue Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom five in Pensacola. Javik Lakebank alongside you in a 3-1 Blue Wahoos lead. The lefty Nate Peterson comes home to the righty Paul McIntosh. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday night with us. Shuckers have been held to one run on four hits and an error. Meanwhile, Pensacola, three runs on six hits. They've scored a run in each of the last three innings. The 1-0 delivery. McIntosh takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. McIntosh is the only player who's reached twice tonight against Peterson in this Blue Wahoos order. Doubled back in the first and singled back up the middle in the third. The 2-0 delivery. He takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Three straight sliders from Peterson. McIntosh is way ahead. That was Peterson's 66th pitch of the night. He's gone past 75 in two of his three starts. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, a fastball at 89. He's topped out at 78. That was over six innings last Tuesday against Chattanooga at Shuckers Ballpark. The 3-1 delivery. McIntosh drives it towards center. It's a low liner. Rodriguez back on it towards the warning track, and he makes the catch. He stung that one off the bat at 107 miles an hour. One away for the left-handed hitting Joe Mack. Mack's 0 for 2 today with a fly out to left and a strikeout last time up. By the way, we want to give a big hello to George and Tiffany, who are tuning in tonight on the Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch to the lefty, Mack comes home. It's a ball up, and the count goes to 1-0. George texted in on the text the booth line and said it's date night with the Shuckers. They're tuning in from Grand Ridge, Florida. Meanwhile, Kane and Sarah tuning in tonight from Ocean Springs. The pitch is lifted out to left. Warren's back on it. We'll see what the wind does with this one. It blows it in and towards the foul line. Warren makes the catch. Retires Mack for the second out. Brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry. Kane and Sarah say that it's always date night. And they're listening at home with the Shuckers. Appreciate all of them for tuning in. You can chime in or text the booth line as well. 601-514-0776. It's 3-1 Pensacola. The pitch, the switch hitter Berry, is a called strike one. He's in from the right side against the lefty Peterson. Berry's 0-for-1 tonight. Strikeout and a walk. Two out, nobody on in the last of the fifth inning. Peterson delivers. Berry hammers it out to the left, but it curls towards the line with the wind. Warren on the move, slides. It's a foul ball, but he makes the catch. He went into foul territory, hangs onto it, and it ends the inning. Warren did it yesterday with the glove in the infield. Today does it with the glove in left. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Left the sixth, and it's 3-1 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Up stands the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. We're off to the top of the sixth inning. MD Johnson rolls on in his start. The Shuckers trail it 3-1. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes strike one. It's a slider at the knees at 84. Shuckers have just one run tonight on four hits. The 0-1 delivery. Martinez Jr. takes low. Changeup at 85. Count evens 1-1. Martinez Jr. 0-for-1 today. Popped out to first last time up. Reaching a walk back in the first inning. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and spoils it. Foul off his backside. And the count goes to 1-2. That ball hit right behind home plate and hit him in the back. Down in the count, 1-2 to Johnson. He gets the sign from Hosteller. Now the 1-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Johnson's pitch count starting to get up there. That last pitch is 83rd of the night. The 1-2 delivery. Martinez Jr. tips it foul back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Johnson's prone to going 90-plus. He's thrown 90 or more pitches in two of his first three starts. 93 was a season high last time out. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. rolls it right side of the infield. Morissette over from second, grabs it, fires across his body, and it's in time to first. Martinez Jr. retired. One away, and up comes the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. Shuckers trailed by a 3-1 score. One out, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. The pitch misses away. Slider off the outside corner at 78. It counts at 1-0. The winner delivery. Warren waves and misses. Way ahead of another slider. This time he buries it low at 78. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away. Tries to go with a third slider. Count at 2-1. The righty delivers home. Warren pops it foul ball, third base side and out of play. The count evens 2-2. Johnson does not have many strikeouts tonight, just three of them. Two of them were in the first inning off his curveball. His last one came to end the top of the second on a slider. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Johnson gets his sign. Now delivers. Warren hits it in the air out to left. McIntosh comes in towards the line. Now charges in quickly, and he makes the catch. Warren's retired for the second out. It looked like it was going to be a lazy fly ball to left. McIntosh, who's making just his seventh career start in the outfield, started back on it, then realized he had to charge a ways in. And with two out, nobody on, up comes the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. He's 0 for 2 today, two pop outs in the infield. Jackers trail it 3-1. Johnson fires. Murray takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Murray takes a strike on the inside corner. Curveball at 85, and the count evens 1-1. Johnson trying to get through six innings. The pitch, curveball, tapped foul back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. His career high is 7. He's done that 6 times, including last August, in this ballpark against Biloxi. He's 1 strike away from tying his season high. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes up, and the count evens 2-2. That was his 94th pitch of the night. A new season high for pitches. The 2-2 delivery. Murray hits it down the left field line. It's fair. Roby dives after it and rolls into the corner. McIntosh chases after it. Murray's in a second with a double. He took a slider and just hammered it. He turns on it. And he's in a second with the double. Up comes the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Checkers of a runner in scoring position. They're 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position today. The hit came from Andy Yerzy back in the fourth. Gabe Biloxi, the one run they have on the scoreboard right now. They trail it 3-1. Pitch the lefty Rodriguez. He takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez singled in left back in the fourth. He had a pitch in the outside corner, and he went with it the other way. It's a huge gap. Harrison spawned the shortstop. It's just about up the middle. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Big moment right here. Shackers have a chance to inch back into this thing and extend the inning. The guy in M.D. Johnson who's about to throw his 98th pitch of the night. The 2-0 delivery. Rodriguez lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. The count runs to 2-1. Righty Jeff Lindgren is up in the bullpen for Pensacola. Lindgren, a right-handed arm. The 2-1 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it in a left, down for a base hit. McIntosh chases after it. It rolls towards the wall. Murray's home. Rodriguez makes a turnaround second, stops there. It's an RBI double. The tying runs in scoring position, and it's now 3-2. Back-to-back two-out doubles. First Murray, then Rodriguez. He stung that one. Off the bat at 102 miles an hour, and manager Kevin Randall has seen enough. Shuckers threatening. Johnson out, Lindgren in. The tying runs on second with two away. Shuckers trail at 3-2. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
The righty Jeff Lindgren now in for Pensacola, and the Shuckers have a chance to tie this thing up. They trail it by a 3-2 score. And with two outs in the top of the sixth inning, the left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy set to step in. Final line for Johnson. The inherited runner at second is Carlos Rodriguez. It's a 3-2 game. Johnson, 5 2/3 innings, gives up 6 hits. Rodriguez at second is responsibility. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And Johnson throws a ton of pitches, 99 of them. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Yerzy's at the plate. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Got the Shuckers on the board with an RBI single in the fourth. Rodriguez was on second then. He's on second now. Lindgren fires. Yerzy takes low and inside. Count goes to 2-0. Lindgren makes his fifth appearance of the year. He's allowed 4 runs on 7 hits over 5 innings with a walk and 6 strikeouts. The 2-0 delivery. Slider called the strike on the outside corner, and the count runs to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is a called strike inside corner. Count evens 2-2. Big time opportunity for Biloxi. They've been oh so close to tying games up the last couple of days, have not been able to do so. The 2-2 pitch, Yerzy takes inside. It hits off home plate umpire Sean Cassidy. Not far enough for Rodriguez to move up. Count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Pitch. Yerzy whips it out to left. McIntosh back on it. It carries. It one hops the wall. Rodriguez home. Yerzy hurries into second. It's an RBI double, and it's a 3-3 game. .99 off his bat. He has a 2-RBI day. And the Shuckers have scored two unanswered and two-out runs in the inning. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for this Shuckers offense to wake up. And right now may be the moment. Up comes Lamar Sparks. Three straight two-out doubles. Righty Lindgren fires home to the righty Sparks. Slider popped foul behind home plate. Count goes down one. Shuckers now have seven hits tonight. By the way, Rodriguez's run tagged to M.D. Johnson. Finalizes his line. The pitch. Wave and a miss from Sparks on a slider at 79. Count goes down with two. Final line for Johnson. He gives up three runs, all of them earned. Gives up six hits, walks two, strikes out three, and throws 99 pitches in 5 2/3. The 0-2 pitch. Sparks takes low and away. Slider off the outside corner. A count at 1-2. What a night it's been for Andy Yerzy. He's standing on second right now. He's been up twice with two outs and a runner in scoring position. And in that situation, he's 2-for-2. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks takes a curveball low. The count evens 2-2. Yerzy's last at-bat, the fourth inning, was maybe one of the best we've seen all season. He fouled off pitch after pitch after pitch. Three of them off the bat at more than 100 miles an hour. And then he got a pitch he liked and roped it into left for a single. The pitch home. Sparks fouls it off. First base side out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Shuckers now have the go-ahead run at second. By the way, that's Yerzy's fourth RBI of the season. He has two of them today. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks waves and misses. A slider off the outside corner. And that ends the inning. Bob Biloxi ties it up. Two runs on three hits. Three straight two-out doubles. No errors and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's a brand-new ball game. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos, batted at 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning in a brand new ballgame. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are netted at 3. The lefty Nate Peterson is out, and the righty Caleb Bowman
enters for Biloxi. Peterson done after giving up two earned runs in five innings. Bowman fires home to the righty Zach Zubia. It's a slider off the inside corner. And we're off and running in Bowman's appearance. Bowman makes his sixth appearance of the year. He's gone five innings so far. The winner delivery. Zubia takes a strike that nestles on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Bowman in his second year with Biloxi. He's allowed one earned run in five appearances. The 1-1 pitch. Zubia takes low and inside. And the count goes to 2-1. He's walked two, struck out seven in five innings. It's a little bit of a funky angle. He comes home. Zubia waves and misses. Slider off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bowman comes in. Now rocks and fires home. Called strike three. 93-mile-an-hour heater right in the outside corner. Zubia stares it down. There's one away for the righty, Sean Roby. Roby's one for two today. Singled in the second. Flew out to right back in the third. Bowman delivers. Roby takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Bowman comes in. Now the 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 delivery. Misses. Check that. A late called strike, and the count runs to two balls and one strike. Packers trying to get through a clean inning after they just tied things up. The pitch, shot foul, first base side out of play, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nobody's on for Pensacola. It's a 3-3 game. Bowman set. Now delivers. Roby waves and misses. A slider that flutters in at 79 miles an hour. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bowman. And now two out. Left-handed hitting Cody Morrison. Two out, nobody on. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. From the bottom of the sixth inning, Bowman delivers. Morissette takes a big hack and waves on it. Count evens 1-1. The pitch. It's a slider called a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Morissette waves and misses. Fastball off the outside corner at 94, and Bowman strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We enter the seventh. It's 3-3. In a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the seventh inning, back at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Jay McBlake alongside you. The top of the order, due up for Biloxi. Against the right-hander, Jeff Lindgren, who faced just two batters in relief of M.D. Johnson in the sixth inning. It's a brand-new ballgame. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos are tied at three. Shuckers, three runs on seven hits. And just one error, three runs on six hits for Pensacola. Top of the order due up in the left-handed hitting Darian Miller. Shuckers desperately trying to break their five-game losing streak. Pensacola, meanwhile, has won four in a row each of the first four games in this series. Miller's one for two tonight. The pitch to him is a called strike. Inside corner at 89. Miller singled and walked. Reached base twice. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and drives it to short. Spawns there and retires Miller for the out. Up comes the left-handed hitting Mike Bovey. Bovey's one for three tonight. Now was a hit in four of his last five games. Faces the righty Lindgren. 3-3 the score. The pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Lindgren originally drafted in the 24th round by the Marlins back in 2019. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey drives it out to left center. McIntosh is over with Sasaki, and it drops down into the alleyway. Sasaki cuts it off. Bovey hustles into second. And it's another multi-hit performance for Mike Bovey. His fourth of the first five games of this series puts the go-ahead run in scoring position with one away. Bovey has two doubles tonight. He now has five extra base hits in this series. That was off his bat at 102 miles an hour. Brings up the righty Freddy Zamora. Lindgren fires. It misses low with a curveball, and the count goes to 1-0. Zamora is 0-2 tonight, grounded out to a double play last time up. The 1-0 delivery. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count runs to 2-0. Two and zero the count. Bovey's at second as the go-ahead run. The 2-0 delivery. Zamora takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is on deck. Lindgren delivers, misses up and in, and he walks him on four pinches. Zamora's at first, Bovey's at second. Bennett Hostetler out to the mound to talk to Lindgren. That gives us 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Jay McBlake alongside you. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are knotted at three. In the left here, Ernesto Martinez Jr. is up with runners on first and second and just one out. The pitch home. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes 0-1. Martinez Jr. is 0-for-2 tonight. He walked in the first. Pop out to first and a ground out to second, his last two at-bats. Obie's at second. Lamora's at first. Righty Lindgren fires. Drops in a slider on the outside corner. The count goes 0-2. Time called. Martinez Jr. calls it at the last moment. Takes a moment. Collects himself outside the box. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. waves and misses. Changeup at 85 off the outside corner. Second strikeout tonight for Lindgren. Brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. He digs in at the very back of the left-handed box against Lindgren. It's 3-3, Pensacola and Biloxi. Two on, two out, top of the seventh inning. Here comes Lindgren. Warren takes a strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour in the outside corner. Warren's 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, two flyouts. One to left, one to right. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and pops it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have the go-ahead run at second in the top of the seventh inning. Lindgren delivers. Warren fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Shuckers have battled back tonight. It's been a ton of fight from this lineup, which has been wonderful to see against this Blue Wahoos team. The 1-2 pitch. Warren takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Shuckers got down early. We're down 2-0 at the end of the third. Scored one in the fourth, and Pensacola answered right back. But the Shuckers got two in the sixth. The offense has continued to roll. Four hits in the last two innings. The pitch. Misses low and inside. And the count goes full. The pitch. Runners go. It's fouled back and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two out, and two on in a 3-3 game. Lindgren fires, runners go, and misses low, and they're loaded up. Warren to first, Zamora to second, Bobby to third. And with the bases loaded, here comes Ethan Murray. brings out pitching coach Jared Eichhoff. Right now, a chance for redemption for Murray. Came up with the bases loaded and two outs in the first inning and popped out to first. Chance to give the Shuckers the lead against a former big league arm in Jeff Lindgren. Split last season between AAA Jacksonville and the big league club. Made three appearances with the Marlins through seven innings. He's in Double-A for the first time since 2022. Eichhoff back to the dugout. Here comes Murray. Biggest moment of the game so far. Two out, bases loaded, top of the seventh inning. Lindgren delivers. Murray rolls it back up the middle. Spawns over from Shorty. Grabs it. Takes the hop. Fires to first. Just in time. It beats Murray by a half step. And the Shuckers leave him loaded for the second time tonight. No runs. One hit. No errors. Three runners left on base. The Shuckers have stranded nine, but it's a 3-3 game through six and a half. Back to Pensacola in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're 9-3 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch of the inning. Misses away from Caleb Bowman and the righty Bennett Hostel. Runner back underway. Bowman went three up, three down, and struck out the side in the sixth inning. This pitch is fouled off first base side. The count evens at 1-1. David Blake back with you on a windy night in Pensacola. It has been blowing straight in from center all night long at 20 miles an hour. Hostetler, 0 for 2 tonight. 1-1 pitch. Off the hands, rolled right back to Bowman on the hill. Off the mound with it. Flips to Martinez Jr. at first. And there's one away for the righty Harrison Spahn. Time to get a check of the Owah Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. At the big league level, the Brewers down 11-1 to the New York Yankees. That game in the sixth inning at American Family Field. First pitch to the righty spot. It's a called strike one. Fastball in the outside corner. Elsewhere in action, Louisville leads Nashville 8-2. Bottom of the seventh inning from Louisville Slugger Field. The 0-1 pitch, slider, is a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 0-2. Bottom of the fourth inning, Wisconsin's up 3-2 on Peoria. The final earlier today, Salem takes down Carolina by a 4-2 score. The 0-2 pitch. Spahn hits it weakly out towards center. Zamora races out from short. Rodriguez is in from center, and he makes the catch. Two away, and the righty Shane Sasaki comes up at the top of the order. Sasaki digs in from the right side. He's 1-for-3 today. Bowman delivers. He shows bunt, pulls back. Pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Checkers and Pensacola are tied at 3. Two out, nobody on in the last of the seventh. The pitch misses up and in. The count goes to 2-0. Bowman's gone 5-up, 5-down in this appearance. The pitch misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 3-0. Bowman has gone multiple innings once this year. He was back last Saturday against Chattanooga in a 10-0 Biloxi win. He went 2 scoreless innings. The 3-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner to Sasaki. Bowman comes set, now kicks and delivers. Sasaki, a late cut and a 91-mile-an-hour heater, and the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 out. Trying to send this game tied to the 8th inning. Bowman delivers. Slider misses inside. And he draws a walk. Sasaki's reached base twice, and now the biggest speed threat on this Blue Wahoo roster is on the base paths. With the righty Paul McIntosh coming up. McIntosh digs in. He's 2-for-3 today. All 3 at-bats against the lefty, Nate Peterson. He started this one for Biloxi. Check back to first. Sasaki slides back in. He's 12 of 13 on stolen bases this season. He's a perfect 5 of 5 this series. The pitch. McIntosh takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Sam Carlson has started to warm in the Biloxi bullpen. The winner delivery. The pitch misses inside. Sasaki's off to second. The throw on the third base side of the bag is not in time. Make it 6-of-6 in the series for Sasaki and 13 swipes on the year. 2-0 the count. And out comes pitching coach Will Shearholz. Entire infield joins in. Shearholz finishes up the mound meeting, claps his hands a couple of times, and walks back towards the dugout. Two out. And a 2-0 count on the righty, Paul McIntosh. Shane Sasaki's at second. He's the go-ahead run in this thing. Shackers at the go-ahead run on in the top of the inning and weren't able to get him home. The 2-0 pitch. Called strike. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses away, just barely. Fastball low at 92, and the count runs to 3-1. A walk here isn't the worst thing in the world. Roman comes set. 3-1, the count with two outs. The pitch. Lifted foul. First base side out of play, and the count goes full. An hour's big time opportunity. Sasaki's at second. It's a full count. Bowman stares in. The 3-2 pitch. Chop third base side. Bovey charges in, gloves it, fires to first. In time, Sasaki was on his way home from third when Bovey threw it. It retires McIntosh. Keeps us tied into the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're nodded at three. Go to the eighth. In a moment, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Out of the eight, tied at three. Lefty Adam Lasky comes in for Pensacola. He relieves the righty Jeff Lindgren. Lindgren goes an inning and a third scoreless, gives up two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Carlos Rodriguez in from the left side for Biloxi to start off the top of the eighth inning. Third base plays in, and Rodriguez uses his timeout already. Takes a moment inside the batter's box. Lasky's the third pitcher used tonight by Pensacola. And he fires home. Rodriguez lifts it down the left field line, foul. And the count goes 2-1. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 tonight. He was just 3-for-18 in this series coming into today, but he's tallied a multi-hit performance. Had an RBI double last time up in the sixth inning. Both hits have gone opposite way. The 0-1 pitch, he takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Lindgren makes his fifth appearance of the year. He's allowed four runs in five innings on seven hits with a walk and six strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Lasky steps off. And an automatic ball violation is tagged to Lasky. He wanted a new baseball. But you're not able to ask for a new ball with nobody on past a certain point. And he was past that point. The count's even 2-2. Hostetler quickly comes out and talks to Lasky. The 2-2 pitch, Rodriguez lifts it down the left field line, foul. The count stays at 2-2. Lefty Tulaski. That's the sign from Hostetler. Now pitch. Rodriguez slowing away. Good take off the outside corner. 86 mile an hour slider. The count goes full. Lasky stares in. Now the pitch. Rodriguez chops it back up the middle. Morrison over from second, gets it behind second, fires across his body, and it's in time. Rodriguez down to a crouch past the bag. He can't believe it. One away, and up comes in. Yerzy digs in from the left side. It's a 3-3 game in the top of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on. The pitch. He takes away on a slider. The count goes to 1-0. Yerzy's had himself a terrific night. He's 2-for-3. The pitch. He swings and serves it out to left center. Sasaki's back on it with McIntosh. And McIntosh, the left fielder, makes the catch. Retires Yerzy for the second out and brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos tied at 3. The pitch. Sparks takes a strike. Curveball in the inside corner at 80 miles an hour. Sparks is 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch. He takes away. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses. His helmet almost falls off. The count goes to 1-2. It was a changeup at 89 in the upper part of the zone. 1-2 pitch from Lasky. Sparks plays and misses. A changeup on the outside corner. And it's a 1-2-3 inning from Lasky. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. Sam Carlson comes in for Biloxi, trying to keep this game tight. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and in comes Sam Carlson for the Biloxi Shuckers. It's a 3-3 game against Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers trying to snap a five-game losing streak. The righty Carlson faces the lefty Joe Mack. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. We're just joining us. The Shuckers tied it up with two runs in the top of the sixth inning. We've gone scoreless since then on both sides. The 1-0 delivery. Neck rolls it third base side, backhanded by Bobby. He takes a step, fires a long way to first, and it's in time. One away, and it brings up the switch hitter, Jacob Berry. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Montgomery's up 7-2 on the Embraves in the top of the ninth inning. Top nine, Chattanooga is up 4-1 on Birmingham. And in the bottom of the seventh, Tennessee's up 1-0 on Rocket City. Switch hitter Jacob Berry's in from the left side. The righty Carlson delivers home. And it's called strike in the outside corner. One out, nobody on. Bowman's final line, two scoreless innings. One walk, three strikeouts, and he throws 32 pitches. Carlson's 0-1 delivery, comes home. Misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Carlson makes his eighth appearance of the year. He's gone seven scoreless innings to start the season. Three walks and four strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch. Berry chases a high fastball. The count goes to 1-2. It was up in the zone at 95. Berry tried to elevate on it. And it just missed the top of his barrel. He steps back into the box, the very back of the left-handed box. The 1-2 pitch. Berry pops it up. Left side of the infield, somewhere with a shortstop under it. And he makes the catch. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Zach Zubia comes up. Zubia, 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI sac fly in the third. That made it a 2-0 Blue Wahoos lead. The pitch, Carlson misses low and inside, a fastball at 95. The count goes to 1-0. We're tied at 3, the last of the eighth inning. Two outs and nobody on. The 1-0 delivery. Zubia takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Carlson trying to finish a 1-2-3 eighth inning to send us to the ninth. The 1-1 pitch. Zubia shoots it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Justin Yeager, Shacker's closer, is already getting warm in the bullpen. Not up on the mound yet, but he's stretching, has his sweatshirt off, and is doing a couple different stretches of that right arm. Shacker's hoping to give him the lead in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch. Slider lifted out to right. Sparks back on it. Now wanders in. Stands right under it, and he makes the catch. Shuckers bullpen. Three innings. No hits allowed. It's a perfect eight from Carlson. It's time to go to the ninth. We're tied at 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Paddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Top of the order, due up for Biloxi. We head to the top of the ninth inning. It's a 3-3 game between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We're off to the top of the ninth inning. The righty Lincoln Hensman is out of the bullpen. In for Adam Lasky. Lasky goes a scoreless inning with a strikeout and 12 pitches. Hensman now faces the left-handed hitting Darian Miller in the leadoff spot for Biloxi. Right-hander Hensman gets ready to fire and comes home. Miller takes strike one at the knees. It has been an excellent game between these two teams. Three runs on eight hits and an error for Biloxi. Three runs on six hits and no errors for Pensacola. The pitch. Miller whips it down the left field line. McIntosh is over and it's down for a base hit. Miller rounds first. McIntosh just gets to it. And Miller strides in a second with a leadoff ninth inning double. And up comes Mike Bovee. Hensman was the one that broke the hearts of the Shuckers on Thursday. Came in with two outs. The tying run at the plate. Got Carlos Rodriguez to line out to third to end a 6-5 Shuckers loss. Terry Miller now out of the game. Jose Acosta is in as the pinch runner at second. So Miller exits after a multi-hit performance. And up comes the lefty, Mike Bovee. The pitch. Bovee takes off the inside corner for ball one. Hensman's out for his seventh appearance of the season. He's given up three runs on six hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Bovee takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Bovee's continued his tear in this series. He has four multi-hit performances in five games. He's 2-for-4 tonight with two doubles. The 2-0 pitch. Bovee rolls it. First base side and fair into the corner. Acosta rounds third and comes home. Bovee hustles in a second. It's a three-double game. This one, a go-ahead double in the ninth inning. And it's 4-3, Biloxi. Have yourself a night, Mike Bovee. .103 off his bat. He just snuck it down the first base line. Acosta could have walked home. Shuckers have scored three unanswered. Up comes the righty, Freddy Zamora. It's a 4-3 lead in the ninth. The pitch. Zamora chops it towards third. Roby gets it off his back foot, spins and fires to first. It's in time, and Zamora is retired. Up comes the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers have 10 hits tonight. But the Shuckers, after entering today, 8 for their last 38 with runners in scoring position over their five-game losing streak. They pounded out 4 hits and 11 chances today. The pitch. Martinez Jr. takes inside. It's off Hostetler's glove. Time is called, and it's called a dead ball because Martinez Jr. took it off the leg. He didn't react to it. Didn't hit him too hard. But now the Shuckers have runners on first and second with one out for Xavier Warren. Shuckers have a 4-3 lead thanks to a Mike Bovee double. Warren's up from the left side. The pitch. Rolled weakly right side of the infield. Zubia gets it at first, goes to second for one. No throw to first. Martinez Jr. is out. Warren reaches on a fielder's choice. And now, two outs, two on, and the righty Ethan Murray comes up. Bobby's at third. 3-for-5 day with three extra base hits. Six in this series, and right now he's the hero for Biloxi. Hensman steps off. The pitch. Murray rolls it foul back to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Murray's 1-for-4 tonight with a double. Checkers lead it 4-3. The pitch is a curveball, and it dots the outside half. First strike two. Justin Yeager is getting warm, and he has a chance for redemption in the bottom of this ninth inning. He got one out away for back-to-back RBI-based hits. Gabe Pensacola with a win. 0-2 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. That was on Tuesday. That was the closest the Shackers have been to a win in this series. Time called. Hostetler gives up the first and third signs to the infield. Warren's at first. Bobby's at third. Count at 1-2 to Murray. The pitch. Slider take foul into Hostetler's glove for strike three, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. But Mike Bovee, the hero in the top of the ninth. An RBI double scores Jose Acosta, and it gives Biloxi a 4-3 lead in the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. Way to the bottom of the ninth. Justin Yeager out for the save when we come back. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Comes Justin Yeager, and we have the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3, and he's in, and it faces the righty. Shonarobi first up. First pitch is a slider and a called strike one at the knees. If you're just joining us, Biloxi Shuckers have scored three unanswered to come back from a 3-1 deficit to lead it 4-3 in the ninth. The 0-1 pitch, Roby checks his swing on a slider, checked to first, They say it does not go when the count evens 1-1. Yeager comes in for Carlson, who threw a perfect eighth inning. The pitch. Roby rolls it left side of the infield. Zamora gets it on a hop at short. Fires across his body to first. A big pick from Martinez Jr. Roby's retired, and there's one away. This is a chance, though, for redemption for Justin Yeager. He got one out away from his team-leading fifth save of the year on Tuesday. Back-to-back hits gave the Blue Wahoos a walk-off. The pitch to the lefty, Morissette, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager this year makes his seventh appearance. He's allowed two earned runs in six and a third innings. The 1-0 pitch, called strike. Slider at 88, the count evens 1-1. Moore set today, 1-for-3 with a homer. The pitch, this is low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. What an opportunity this could be right here for the Shuckers. Trying to snap a five-game losing streak. The 2-1 pitch. This is low and inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Righty Yeager comes set right in the middle of the rubber. Now fires. Rope down the right field line. Foul. And the count goes to 3-2. Whew. 106 off the bat. Morissette was right on it, but about a millisecond too early. There's a full count with one away. Could have been extra bases if that was fair. The 3-2 pitch misses away, and he loses it. Up comes the winning run in Bennett Hostetter. Stetler 0-for-3 today. One out, bottom nine, and a runner on. The pitch. Stetler pops it up. Off the right side of the infield, back towards right center. Now it tracks in towards the infield. Murray's under it, and he makes the catch. Stetler pops out to second. And the Shuckers are one out away. This was the exact situation on Tuesday where Pensacola got the win. It was a double and then a single. Yeager's trying to lock this thing down. It's a 4-3 lead. Shuckers lead it by one in the ninth. Righty Harrison Spahn at the dish. The pitch. Slider dots the inside corner for strike one. Spahn is 0-for-3 tonight, for it to deep center last time up. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss, and Biloxi is one strike away from snapping their five-game skid. Spahn digs in. Yeager set to go. Yerzy gives the sign. And the 0-2 pitch. Tipped foul into Yerzy's glove, and for the first time in five games, it's a Shuckers winner. Their five-game skid is over. Some late dramatics from Mike Bovey. And the Shuckers get their 11th win of the season, their first win in this series. And it's a 4-3 comeback winner. Yeager locks it down. Caleb Bowman, Sam Carlson, Justin Yeager, four dominant innings out of the bullpen. How about this? Four innings, no runs, no hits, just two walks, and they combine for four strikeouts, and Biloxi gets a massive win. Your final score, Shuckers 4, Blue Wahoos 3. Shuckers 4 runs, 10 hits and an error. 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors for Pensacola. Sam Carlson gets the win, Lincoln Hensman the loss, and Justin Yeager picks up his 5th save of the season. We'll take a break when we come back. Lots to get to. It's the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
What a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. The Shuckers get a comeback win, a 4-3 winner over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They snap their 5-game losing streak and make it their first win in this 6-game set going into the Sunday finale tomorrow with their ace, Jacob Mizorowski, on the hill. Shuckers 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Pensacola. 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. David Blake with you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. This is the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers that open late on Saturdays. If you're in the Biloxi area, make sure to head on over 850 Howard Avenue. And for news, tickets, schedules, and more of shows at Ground Zero Blues Club, please visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers, though, get maybe one of their most dramatic wins of the young season. They trailed by a 3-1 score through 4 innings. They score 2 runs in the 6th, 1 more in the 9th, and they take a 4-3 winner over Pensacola. It is their 8th game in 2024 that has been decided by one single run. Shuckers stay tied for first place in the South Division. They're now at 11-9 on the season. Pensacola drops back to .500. Their 4-game win streak has been broken. They are now at 10-10. Time for today's scoring summary. In the second inning, Pensacola struck first. Zach Zubia got on with a single. Sean Roby a single as well. That pushed Zubia to second. A fielder's choice then pushed everybody up a bit. An error was able to load the bases. Bennett Hostetler grounds into a double play, but Zubia scores on that double play, and it makes it 1-0 Pensacola. In the third, Pensacola adds on to a lead. Sacrifice fly from Zach Zubia. It was one of the more fun moments you'll see this year. Shane Sasaki, one of the fastest guys in this Southern League, was on third. Lamar Sparks, one of the best arms in the Southern League, was in right. Sasaki beat it by just a fraction of a second past Jersey's tag, and it was 2-0. In the fourth, the Shuckers getting their first run of the day home after Andy Yerzy wins a 9-pitch battle against Pensacola starter M.D. Johnson. It brings home Carlos Rodriguez and makes it a 2-1 game. Pensacola immediately gets it back in the fourth inning. Cody Morrison, a solo shot to right, and it's a 3-1 game. But the Shuckers then start on the comeback trail with two outs in the sixth inning. Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, and Andy Yerzy combined for back-to-back-to-back two-out doubles. Carlos Rodriguez and Andy Yerzy's both RBI doubles. Yerzy, a multi-RBI night. Rodriguez, a multi-hit night. And we were tied at three. Moved to the ninth inning, still tied at three. Darian Miller led off the inning with a double to the alleyway in left center. That put the go-ahead run at second. Jose Acosta comes in as a pinch runner. And Mike Bovey, who continues to dominate whatever level he's playing at. It doesn't matter if it was college baseball 11 months ago or double-A baseball today. He lines it up down the right field line. It's his third double of the day. The kid this series is 10 for 18 with six extra base hits. He has reached base 13, yes, 13 times in 21 plate appearances. He gave the Shuckers a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. Justin Yeager allows a one-out walk but works around it with a pop-out to second and a strikeout on a fastball up and in that Harrison Spahn tips into Andy Yerzy's mitt and gives the Shuckers a 4-3 dazzling comeback victory. We'll take a break. When we come back, more to come on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, including a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization and the Southern League. Comes your way next, the Bluxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Make sure to visit them today. They're open late on Saturdays. If you're in the Biloxi area, make sure to head on over 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. Or for more information, including their menu of food, visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers get a massive 4-3 win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They improve to 11-9 on the season. They snap their five-game losing streak, while Pensacola falls to 10-10 on the season. Shuckers get their first win of the series, and Pensacola falls to 10-10. Their four-game win streak is snapped. Sam Carlson gets the win, improves to 2-0. Lincoln Hensman, the loss, falls to 0-1, while Justin Yeager gets some sweet revenge from Tuesday when two-out hits gave the Blue Wahoos a walk-off winner. Today, Yeager works around a one-out walk to lock down his fifth save of the season in a game that takes 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of a sellout crowd
of 5,038 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Time to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action in the Southern League. They're through 8.5 in the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Need a run to keep things going against the Tennessee Smokies in the bottom of the ninth inning. It is 1-0 Smokies with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Elsewhere, finals across the league, Montgomery at 11-9, still tied for first place in the Southern League with the Biloxi Shuckers. They take down the Embrace by a 7-2 final. Mississippi now at 6-14 on the season. They are the only team in the South Division of the Southern League under 500, as every single team in the division now 20 games in. Elsewhere, Chattanooga picks up their fifth win of the season in 19 tries. They win it 4-1 over Birmingham. Barron's now at 14-6. Their eight-game win streak is snapped, while Chattanooga improves to 5-14 on the season. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. That's brought to you by Owah Parks and Resort as well. A couple of finals across the system earlier today. The Carolina Mudcats drop their third straight. They fall by a 4-2 final to the Salem Red Sox. They have a chance to split the series with a win on Sunday. Meanwhile, a final in AAA. The Louisville Bats win it 9-3 over the Nashville Sounds. The Sounds now at 12-14 on the season. Just gone final at the big league level, the New York Yankees win it 15-3 over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Crew now at 17-9 on the season. Bottom of the sixth inning in Peoria, Wisconsin leads it 5-4 over the Chiefs. Wisconsin looking for their 14th win of the season. The Shuckers will round out their first of two trips to Pensacola tomorrow with the series finale at 4:05 p.m. Central Time. The righty Jacob Mizorowski, who was electric in his first start this week, gave up one hit, no runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts over 4 1/3 innings. He gets the start for Biloxi. ERA 3.68, the record at 0-0. Meanwhile, the righty Paul Campbell gets the start for Pensacola. He's 2-1 with a 2.16 ERA on the season. Shuckers get the 4-3 winner in a game that takes 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 5,038 at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Sam Carlson now 2-0 gets the win. Lincoln Hensman 0-1 gets the loss, while Justin Yeager picks up his fifth save of the year in six opportunities. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you for a Sunday finale. Jacob Mizorowski on the hill, 3:45 pregame tomorrow, 4:05 first pitch. Have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
This has been a presentation.